The We Are All Made of Stars came about because I had basically finished the record. Like, I'd written all the songs that I knew I wanted to have on the record, and I spent a couple of months fine-tuning all the songs. You know, just in making a record, there's this process where I'll sit down and write a bunch of songs and then figure out which songs I think are okay, and then hopefully, you know, work on them and do the sort of like the craftsmanship stuff, which is, you know, fine-tuning and developing a song. And I'd gotten all the songs to the point where I thought they were all finished and fine-tuned, and I was about to start mixing them. And I thought to myself, why not just have fun in the studio and just make music? Because, you know, sometimes I can get a little too focused on the fact that this is work, as opposed to, I also love just coming in here and writing songs and making music. And I sat down one Sunday evening and just, I wanted to write, I probably shouldn't tip my hand and give away what was the motivation behind it. I wanted to write a sort of new wave song that reminded me of that Blur song, Girls and Boys. Is that what it's called? You know, the girls who like boys who like girls. So I sat down and We're All Made of Stars. I guess it was written in about 5 minutes. But it was originally supposed to be this very, you know, slightly clunky new wave song in the vein of like that Blur Girls and Boys song. And then all of a sudden it took on this whole other life. And when I was writing it, I didn't think it was ever going to make its way onto the record. But then I realized it had this kind of naive charm that I really liked.